Well, as I said at the beginning of the Mass today, we remember St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who died in the year 1897 at the age of 24. She died from the disease that we call tuberculosis. At that time in France, over 100,000 people a year died from tuberculosis. And what is interesting, that at that time in the 1890s, the population of France was a little bit more than Canada's population today. The population at the end of the 1890s in France was 38 million people. Now, the reason I begin my homily this way this morning is that I think St. Thérèse is a particular saint for this time when we're living through the crisis of COVID-19. Indeed, like COVID, that tuberculosis was a respiratory illness that particularly affected the lungs. And as we think of the example of someone like St. Thérèse, that in the midst of living in a world where, just as for us, COVID-19 is always present to us, in the 1890s in France, tuberculosis would have been something that was continually on the mind of people. For indeed, France had more difficulty in dealing with the disease than did some other countries in Europe. And so what is it about St. Thérèse that in her own life can be an example to us as we live through these very challenging days? At the heart of her life was the recognition of these words of St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where, remember, he talks about love. And he says that we can do the most remarkable spiritual things. We can speak in tongues, we can feed the poor, we can prophesy, but if we do these things without love, we are nothing. And St. Thérèse took this scripture to heart. And in her Diary of a Soul, listen to what she wrote about the realization of the meaning of St. Paul's words in her own life. "For the apostle insists," she wrote, "that the greater gifts are nothing at all without love, and that the same love is surely the best path leading directly to God. At length, I have found peace of mind. Then, nearly ecstatic, with the supreme joy in my soul, I proclaimed, 'O Jesus, my love, at last I have found my calling. My call is to love. Certainly, I have found my place in the church, and you gave me that very place, my God. In the heart of the church, my mother, I will be love, and thus I will be all things as my desire finds direction.'" Saint Thérèse entered the Carmel at the age of 15. These are the insights that a teenager came to. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that remarkable? And as we then look at St. Thérèse's life, she has that beautiful image where she says, "Jesus, I'm not a beautiful rose. I'm not one of the big flowers in the bouquet, but I am a little flower." And as you'll see quoted in our missalette for this month, on today's date, there's this beautiful quote from her that can apply to all of our lives. She wrote, "Miss no single opportunity to make some small sacrifice, here by a smile, there by a kindly word, always doing the smallest right thing and doing it for love. Miss no single opportunity," she wrote. In the time when she lived, and I don't want to romanticize her life, that the last year of her life where she was terribly, terribly sick with tuberculosis, she had times where she felt deeply isolated and even had a sense of God's abandonment. But through it all, she continued to deeply trust in Jesus and to listen to his voice as he spoke to her through the scriptures and the teaching of the church. How different was St. Thérèse's attitude from those referred to in our readings? Those are some of the most difficult passages in Scripture that we heard read today. And what are they about? Well, think about the gospel. When Jesus says, "Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida, woe to you, Capernaum," what he's saying is the following. These were three of the communities where he spent the most time, where the literal Son of God, the one who is love, entered into those communities. But they rejected his voice. They rejected the invitation to love. And he says that if you reject the invitation to love, judgment will come upon you. And in that first reading from Baruch, those of you who are reading with Father Mike through the scripture perhaps have an appreciation of this text now in a way that you hadn't before. But Baruch was writing at the time of the demise and the fall of Jerusalem around the year 587 BC. And after hundreds of years of people rejecting the voice of God, it culminates in this terrible siege of Jerusalem and Judah, the surrounding province. And the people go into exile. And repeatedly what Baruch says, that this is the consequence of choosing not to love. My beloved brothers and sisters, what these scriptures teach us and what St. Therese teaches us is the following. If we choose to reject the voice of God, if we choose to reject the way of love, that there is an infection that touches our soul that destroys us. St. Therese understood something that is fundamental. And this is something fundamental about the days in which we are living. St. Therese looked out for the common good. She understood that in a sense she is her brother's keeper. And by her simple acts of love, she wanted to make a difference to her world. We are asked, my beloved brothers and sisters, in a particular way in these days, to discern and to ask ourselves, am I doing everything I can for love as we deal not with tuberculosis, but with COVID-19? Am I doing everything I can in my life to allow for the example of St. Therese, for her spirit to be inspiring my spirit, so I want to live in the culture and the society in which I find myself, in a way that we will all be little flowers of love. And we will make a difference for good, because this is what St. Therese of Lisieux so beautifully left the church. And how remarkable a girl who died at the age of 24 is a doctor of the church, because she understood that without love, we are nothing. And with love, we are everything. Saint Therese of Lisieux, pray for us.